With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Checking in on the Star Phone this morning is a lady who's written 32 top 10 hits, including 9 number ones. She's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She's got a Grammy. She's got an Emmy. She's got a Golden Globe. And she's had 11 Academy Award nominations.
She doesn't have an Oscar.
No Oscar for her.
We're working on
that. No Oscar for you.
It's another year this year.
Her songs have been featured in more than 100 movies. Her name is Diane Warren, and she's on The Big Show.
Hey.
I can't believe this. You have permeated my career with your music.
All of ours, yeah.
Every time amazing. I turn around, I'm playing one of your songs.
I love that.
It's so weird because one person has written so many great songs, and most people are happy if they have one or two big hits.
Right.
You're not happy now.
I'm never satisfied. You could be happy and not satisfied.
There you go. Diane, take us back to the beginning of your career when you were just a kid. I mean, you started writing early, but you and I have something in common because you discovered the radio when you were very young.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, you know, I was basically, my ear was glued to the radio, you know, and back in the time when I grew up, you got to hear all kinds of music and all kinds of songs where it was basically like going to school and learning songwriting.
When did you write your first song?
Probably when I was about, like, 11. You know, but when I was about 14, I got just super, obsessed.
You might have started when you were 11, but it took you a while before you had a huge hit, right?
Oh, yeah. It took me a long time. A lot of doors closed in my face. But you know what? Ultimately, it wasn't time for me. I think it happens, when you're ready, and my songs got better, and my songs are even getting better now. There's always something to learn.
Your first number one came when you did Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship.
Yeah.
That was back in
87,
and that showed up in a movie, Mannequin.
Yeah, 87.
And then you just exploded after that. One of my favorite songs is Rhythm of the Night that you did by DeBarge.
Yeah, that was my first hit, big hit.
That's so different than some of the other songs that you've written, but I guess I could say that about everything.
Yeah.
One of the songs that's very important to you is that Celine Dion song you wrote, Because You Love Me, and you said that was very special to you?
Yeah, I wrote it for the movie Up Close and Personal, but, I also was thanking my dad, who really believed in me. It was a way of thanking my dad.
Now, your mom thought you were crazy for writing and being a songwriter. She wanted you to be a secretary or something, right?
I know, yeah. She wasn't exactly right there. I should have listened to my mom. What was I doing?
I saw in an interview that you said that you'd never been in love, like in your songs, and I was kind of thinking about, is it better, more effective to be an observer rather than a participant?
Well, I'm sitting here with my cat. Her name's Mal.
So
I'm really in love with my cat. Does that count?
That counts.
Okay.
We're talking to incredible songwriter Diane Warren, who wrote so many great songs. I have so many of your songs that have touched me over the years, just the lyrics. Like when you did that song, Look Away by Chicago. Wow. That is a powerful song.
Thank you. Well, you're going way back.
You look at the number ones that you had, Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain. Sounds nothing at all like Because You Love Me.
And you know what? I think it's next week, what year that was, in 89, I think I had number one and number two with When I See You Smile, Bad English, and Blame It on the Rain, Milli Vanilli. And I don't think anybody's done that. Having number one, two by themselves, writing the songs by themselves. But I'm into the new songs. I'm excited about my Darius Rucker song. I'm excited about all kinds of stuff.
Darius Rucker, what a song.
Thank you.
The lyrics are so perfect for right now.
Yeah, me be played everywhere.
It's called Times Like This.
Yeah.
You said when you wrote it, you just heard Darius Rucker singing it.
Yeah.
Did you call him? Did you have your people call his people?
I got his manager's number, and then his manager gave me Darius's number. And we had a Zoom call, you know, the modern-day meeting. And I played him the song, and I just said, look, I can't imagine anybody else singing this. I kind of had your voice in my head. And he loved it. I sent him the track, and he sent it back to me.
Amazing.
And I was, blown away. Everybody really seems to really love the song. And the video, I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's a great video.
It's funny because it takes place in Nashville, and he walks into the Grand Ole Opry, and when they hit the chorus in the song, all the lights come on the stage, bam, like that.
It's so cool.
It's very, very cool. They did a great job. Now, that's the first track from your very first album, right?
Yeah, it's a features album, so it's like me being a DJ. You know, so I'm kind of curating different songs with different artists. Again, like my career, they go from, you know, Darius Rucker, you know, to Luis Fonsi, you know, to there's all kinds of different artists on here.
Well, who wrote them? I think you did.
I don't know.
There is that.
Yes, someone I know.
On the new album, you got John Legend, Celine Dion, Mary J. Blige, the great Jason Derulo, and some other ones. And obviously, a lot of time has gone into this. I read somewhere, too, that your office is a dump.
It really is. I like it there.
Somebody did an interview with you, and you said that was the first person that's been in your office in I don't know how long.
Was it CBS Sunday Morning?
Yeah. Yeah, I let them see it.
Yeah.
You know?
One of my favorites.
They probably didn't want to stay in it long.
You said something really cool. I know that you wrote for A Star Is Born, you wrote Why Did You Do That?
Yeah.
And that's the hit song that Gaga's character did. And you didn't know that Bradley Cooper's character was supposed to hate the song?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it when he did. It's like, and he picked out my line. You know, why'd you come around here with an ass like that?
Right.
You know? I'm like, oh, that's not nice. No, I thought it was really funny.
But you had a great response. You said music doesn't have to be what he thinks it is. It can be everything.
Yeah. And
I
it
love
was
that.
Like, it was a good song. And it was kind of an on-me kind of song, too. That's why I liked it.
What kind of advice would you give to someone listening right now to probably the greatest songwriter alive today? Well, you're pretty damn close, I'll tell you that. You don't work with a lot of other writers.
I write with one.
Yeah, you're it. But I think, you know, Billy Joel's the only other one that I can think of that does it the way you do it.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely, these days you see like 10 people on a song. I wonder, like, so you got the coffee? What did you do? you ordered lunch. I don't know. It's interesting.
So what would you tell any young aspiring songwriter listening to us right now? What's the best advice you could give?
I mean, you know, work hard and be great, you know? And
all right.
I would say with anything like this, if you can't die without doing it, don't do it.
Well, right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Whether it's this or anything that's competitive, you know, you need that.
She is Diane Warren. She is absolutely spectacular, and she never is satisfied.
Never.
She has to have one more hit. Thank you, Diane, for taking time to talk to us.
All right. Thank you, you guys.
And we're going to play that Darius Rucker song right now. Times
awesome.
Like
and
this.
And keep playing it. Thank you.
On CBS FM, Diane Warren, everybody.
Yay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.